Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode.
Hello, welcome to 251, Two Pianists, 5 Minutes, One Subject. And today we're going to be talking about the jazz film Bird. My name's Nick Tomlin.
And my name's Simon Whiteside. And this is 251.
Bird was released in 1988, directed and produced by Clint Eastwood, starring Forest Whitaker as Charlie Parker. And it's a biopic about Parker's life, but it's shot as a series of scenes, and they're not always presented chronologically. It kind of jumps about in terms of the chronology. And it came about, the idea for the film came about when Joel Oliansky, who was the screenwriter, had some conversations with Teddy Edwards, who was a tenor player and actually a good friend of Charlie Parker's. And they came up with this idea of doing the film. And in fact, Richard Pryor was kind of slated for as being Charlie Parker initially, which is kind of interesting. I don't know quite how that would have worked, but he kind of lost interest in the project. But then it was taken up again by Clint Eastwood. And that's how the film really came about. And I think you saw it recently, Simon.
Yeah, I watched it quite recently. I did watch it when it first came out, and I remember not liking it that much. Partly because of the flying slow motion cymbal scene, which cuts in quite a few times. And it's the what filmmakers call the inciting incident of the film. So it's there, the getting gonged off at the Reno Club or whatever it was. And actually, it works. But I think I dismissed the rest of the film rather too easily from not liking that thing and taking a sort of emotional response to the original thing. That it was so early in the film, it kind of put me off a bit. So on my rewatchings, I found a lot more in it. For example, the guy who gets him gonged off, who introduces him from Charlie from around, turns up at a club later on in the film, and he's astounded by the playing of Charlie Parker. And the maitre d' says, "Oh, this is Charlie from around, remember?" And on the way home, he throws his horn in the river.
Which apparently happened. I mean, there were saxophonists that actually just gave up after hearing Charlie Parker. So it is kind of based in truth, I think, that story.
Well, I mean, it happens. I'm sure today people hear really great players and think, "I'm never going to be that good," and change direction. But it does show, you talk about it as non-chronological. I would say it was a flashback film.
Yeah, I guess, yes.
And fundamentally, it goes from that. The two big incidents are the death of his daughter and the getting booed off the stage, as it were. But the music's interesting, isn't it? The way they took Charlie Parker's lines off of the records, which was a technical feat in those days.
Yeah, they kind of isolated the sax tracks, but then put them over, and it's basically a new rhythm section, isn't it? People like Ray Brown, Walter Davis Jr., Ron Carter sort of provided a new backing tracks basically for Parker's solos.
And perhaps because of that, they're some of my favourite Charlie Parker performances, because I find listening to Charlie Parker sometimes quite difficult with
the sound quality of
Savoy records, particularly. They're really scratchy. I found that the drug issue thing was quite well treated, and kind of using Red Rodney as a way of exploring that, and the fact that he says he got into drugs because of Charlie Parker. And in fact, Charlie Parker says, "You know, you don't have to take drugs like me to be like me." But yeah, there's a lot of that. And also the sort of slightly corrupt policeman thing, where he's trying to force people to using the cabaret card, which we've spoken about before, as a weapon. But overall, I enjoyed it a lot more these second times around than I have the first time around. there was a really good moment where Chan says to him, "You're selling all these records. Why do you have to go and, you know, do this recording?" That she didn't really like the with string stuff.
Mm.
And he said, "Look, I made those records, but I didn't sell them."
Mm.
And that was an interesting point as well. Got any other things to add?
Only, I mean, I like the film overall. I just felt they kind of overplayed the tragic romantic hero side. I think could have seen a bit more of Charlie Parker's kind of joie de vivre, you know, but that's...
Maybe if Richard Pryor had played him, it would have been that. I'm Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.
My name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.